Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou knowest of faith is referred to as unfeigned, which is not fake, not dissembling, which is, to pretend to be something you're not. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, verse 6, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting out of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought to life, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Hold on so we don't get too far ahead of ourselves. He wants to stir up the gift of God that he had put his hands on Timothy and given him a gift. Maybe I remember, and what a, you think of that, the gifts of God, the hands of an apostle that he could lay hands on someone and give them a gift, a spiritual endowment. Power, faculty. So, and notice, he says, stir it up. That, you know what the word stir up means in Greek? It is, pardon me, to re-enkindle. To stir up the fire. That's why I get that idea of stirring, like you stir up the coals to make the flames hot again. Let's to remind him, not that he'd let it go slack, but he wanted to put him in remembrance, to stir that up. Don't allow it to go slack. I have to remember that sometimes, because sometimes it's, to me it's easy to just kind of like, I just would rather relax and live in the world as a person of the world, hey. Instead of teaching at night, maybe I just check out some movies from video store and kind of veg out. Sometimes you get tired and you want to just, right? But you know what? Some people waste their whole lives doing that. I remember I worked with someone once and he said his whole life was go to work at the job I was working with and go to work at the other job he had and then go home and was like Simpsons, Seinfeld, sleep. And that was his life. And that's the way he described his life. And I felt so bad for this person, thinking about it. But he didn't think it was bad at all. And that's what I say. It's like when these people fail to inherit eternal life, it's like, you enjoyed your life, didn't you? And even if you didn't enjoy your life, you had life. I mean, if what you made of it is... That's what's in you. It's not God's duty to make all of us his sons. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He hasn't put a spirit in us so that we should be afraid. Right? And he's saying this because it's like there's all kinds of things out there that make you afraid in this world. Whether it be financial troubles, people... threatening you, in one way or the other, it could be real threats or perceived threats or, simple reputation type threats. I'm going to get you. And also other kind of fears like I'm not going to make it. Let's say I'm not going to be found in Christ according to the way he says I got to be found. I'm going to bury my talent in the earth. Right? There's a fear because he talked about, he gave talents to three servants. One had five, one three, one, Or ten, five, whatever. The number isn't important. He gave some to one, and the one who had one, what did he do? He buried it in the earth, and he gave the Lord no profit. And it's like getting a gift from God and just letting it go to waste. Well, I was buried in my flesh. You know what I mean? I enjoyed myself in my life. But we are not to be, don't be afraid. And this fear can be taken in a sense of timidity, you know? Like, don't be timid, be bold. He hasn't given us a spirit whereby we should be timid. We should be bold. He gives us power and love. And a sound mind. The word sound here means disciplined or self-controlled. So he says, so therefore, because of this, he's given us the spirit, this powerful spirit of love and of sound thinking. Don't be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord. This is the cross of Christ, you know, the witness of Christ. Whether it be, what is the testimony of the Lord? I tell you what, he died for sinners of whom I am chief. That's what Paul said. But, as he also said in Galatians, he died for sinners of whom I am chief, that we may no longer be sinners, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. Not by waiting till we die, but, like it says, godliness has profit. And remember in the first book of Timothy, it has profit even now and also in the world to come. But even now, the grace of God which bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. Oh, it feels good. Sinuses are clearing up. Thank you, Lord. The thing is, I go, every time I stop, it starts to clog up. But then when I get started, it starts clearing up. Hallelujah. He's not giving us that spirit whereby we would be timid about this. We need to give the testimony of righteousness, godliness in this world. The gospel brings afflictions. We preach the cross of Christ and the deliverance. Now, especially in his time, there was a lot of affliction. Right now, it's just sort of like, the biggest thing I'm afflicted with is being ignored. You know? It's like just the affliction is apathy. No one wants to listen. In this country, they've all heard it before, they think.